to glow in the dark.
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 This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You'll find me online at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. That's M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A. That's how you find me on Facebook and Twitter, too. You can look me up and say hey. Just go to their address after their .com/MikeLuoma. We have a Facebook page, too, for Glow in the Dark Radio, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. At any of my web pages, you can sign up for my mailing list. I send out an email about once a month, letting you know what I'm up to, things that are going on, reminding you about the podcast and what's happening. You can do that at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com or at that Facebook page. I will be reading you Chapter 7 of my novel Alibi Jones on today's podcast. The adventures of Alibi Jones continue. Alibi Jones is a mediator for the Solar Alliance Interplanetary Force, but currently he's on the trail of alien kidnappers. He discovered the lizard-like Tekta were grabbing humans, seemingly at random, when an old friend and teacher went missing. After escaping from the Tekta himself, Alibi and his cellmates, cat-like Dakor Kit and the human Piccolo, followed the trail of the kidnappers to the planet Junzius. What they found there was impossible. The Tekta traded a ship full of human prisoners to a ship run by what looked like a crew of Eldred, a race that had supposedly died out over 20 years ago at the end of the war. Now Alibi Kit and Piccolo are back on Ceres Central. They had to escape from Junzius, get away from those people. They are now filling in Alibi's Aunt Anita on all that they've found out. And you can find out how she reacts to Alibi's impossible news coming up in Chapter 7 of the science fiction novel Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. In my little bit of news this week, I am going to be at the Green Mountain Comic Expo, I decided this week. I'll have more info for you soon. You can get details about the con at the Comic-Con at greenmountaincomicexpo.com. It's going to be April 1st and 2nd at the Barry Civic Center. My book news, coloring continues on the Vatican Assassin graphic novel. I might have a sample or preview issue at the expo, we'll see. Did you know you could get the novel you're listening to on this podcast for free? The ebook is free at Barnes & Noble and most other online ebook stores, except for Amazon for some reason. They still charge 99 cents for it. There's also a free downloadable podcast audio version available through podiobooks.com and on iTunes under podcasts. It's similar to what you're hearing now on this podcast, but these chapters on the podcast have been re-edited and cleaned up a little, quality-wise. And we're about to hear Chapter 7 of the book. That's coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Dan the Art Man's Book Reviews, a podcast where I share my book reviews with you. I go about my reviews a little different. I try not to, like, summarize the book. I just kind of try and tell you how I felt about the book, why I liked it, why I didn't, and that's about it. Mostly, I read sci-fi and fantasy, but I also try and read broadly Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, 11/22/63 by Stephen King. DanTheArtMan.com.
Now, here's Chapter 7 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. I don't believe it, Anita tells Alibi, once he's filled her in on their trip to the Tekta base and the sighting of the Eldred. You're obviously mistaken. And you're obviously not listening to me, Alibi snaps back. He paces across the living room of her apartment. She agreed to meet with Alibi and the Dakor right after they arrived on Ceres Central. They headed over to her apartment after securing the Stinger ship in Ceres Central's port. Piccolo isn't there with them. He took off to, as he put it, take care of some personal business. Alibi spent the last half hour telling her what happened to them on Junzius, but Anita's not convinced the aliens they saw were really Eldred. What else can I say? I know what I saw on Anita. I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you were,
Anita says calmly, not raising her voice. But perhaps your eyes were fooled. Maybe the Tekta wanted you to think you were seeing the Eldred.
They didn't even know we were there, not at first, Alibi insists. How could they be staging it if they didn't know anyone was watching them?
He's trying not to raise his voice, but his frustration is clear in his tense body language, teeth clenched, hands balled into fists. He tries to keep his temper in check.
Maybe you give yourselves too much credit for stealth, Anita says, a dismissive note plain in her voice.
Dr. Anita Capituna is a former prime representative for the Solar Alliance. She's been leading the project for the last 25 years and running the growing Ceres Central Station. Although he calls her his aunt, Anita has been more like a mother to Alibi since he was 3 years old, when his biological mother, Ruth Kim, shot and killed Alibi's father and Anita's fiancé, Bernard Campion, a.k.a. BC. BC founded the Solar Alliance, uniting humankind. He led the fight against the alien race known as the Eldred, and against Dolomei, a million-year-old alien freed from suspended animation. Dolomei represented the final living remnant of the ancestors of the human race known as the Ancient Enemy. The Eldred thought they'd destroyed them a million years ago. They did wipe out most, but the Ancient Enemy managed to send out thousands of starseeds, high-tech DNA transporters, to save their race from total extinction. One of those landed on Earth a long time ago. The human race is the result. After they eliminated the Ancient Enemy, the Eldred became the dominant race in the known universe for the next million years. But Dolomei had secretly been kept alive in stasis by some of the Eldred. Around 25 years ago, he was accidentally revived and became a new threat to both the Eldred and humankind. And thanks to our birthright, the Eldred tried to wipe out humanity with a plague. They later resorted to all-out war. Every school kid now learns how the Eldred fleet was wiped out in the war, how Dolomei was killed, and how surprised we were to find out the very existence of the Eldred tied into Dolomei's continued existence. The Eldred didn't realize it either. The Eldred were created by the Ancient Enemy as a servant race, and Dolomei's survival over the intervening centuries, even in stasis, apparently kept the Eldred race alive. With no remnant of the Ancient Enemy left, those Eldred not killed in battle simply died. Their entire race was wiped out. Hundreds of dead Eldred worlds now stand as mute proof of their former dominance. They've been gone for almost 25 years. Or they were. Until now?
I know what I saw, and I saw Eldred.
Alibi is insistent. They were picking up human captives from the Tekta out on Junzius, trafficking in kidnapped humans.
I can confirm this, Kit says.
Anita looks surprised. The Dakor had not spoken until now. She shakes her head, all the same.
The Eldred are dead.
Fine, they died, but now some are back, Alibi insists.
You're as stubborn as your father.
Anita comes back at him with temper of her own.
Great, Alibi says in disgust. I never met the guy. Stop telling me I'm just like him. That's not fair.
Anita backs off.
Sorry, she says, softening. You remind me of him so much sometimes.
Is that good or bad? He asks her, still defensive.
Both,
Anita replies, laughing a little. She gets a bit more serious.
He would be proud of the man you've become, she tells him.
Alibi looks his aunt in the eye.
I wish you believed me, he tells her. I wish I could believe you, Ally, she insists. But I can't. I saw them die out, Alibi. World after world of theirs went dark. Every Eldred on them losing the will to live, giving up the fight.
She shakes her head.
I'm sure you saw something. It might have looked like the Eldred, but it couldn't have been. There are many alien races out there, Al. You've probably just stumbled across one that looks like the Eldred.
I've seen footage of the Eldred, Aunt Anita. I know what they look like. These were Eldred. Maybe some of them didn't die.
They truly did appear to be Eldred, Kit says with a soft purr. Anita looks at the cat-like alien with a mix of emotions playing across her face.
Really? She asks the alien, with a heavy dose of sarcasm in her voice. And how many live Eldred have you seen in your lifetime, Mr. Kit, was it?
Kit seems a bit cowed by Anita's sharp tone.
I have not seen any Eldred alive, Doctor. I am too young. But they did rule over my planet, her, for many years. We have many records of them, and a great deal of footage of the Eldred from over time. There are no other races that I know of that look like the Eldred.
That you know of, Anita says, cutting him off.
Now who's being stubborn? Alibi says under his breath.
Anita turns.
I heard that, she says.
You have no idea what you are talking about.
Alibi hears Anita's thought, like a voice, loud and clear inside his head. He's not sure she didn't say it. Could she have thought it so loud he could hear her?
I have no idea what I'm talking about, huh?
Alibi says, louder than he meant to. She looks confused for a moment. She lets out a heavy sigh. She glares at Alibi, turns, and leaves the living room.
Great, Alibi says, dejected.
She doesn't believe us.
Yes, this is obvious, Kit agrees.
We're wasting our time here, Alibi says.
Suggestions?
Kit asks. I don't know, Alibi says. Maybe we should go back to Jungius, see if we can find out any more about what was going on.
He looks around the room, thinking. He sees pictures of Anita and BC on the walls. Pictures of himself as a young man with Anita. His graduation picture from the safe school. Him in his mediator uniform on the first day he got it. Pictures of people from the project. One of the pictures gives him an idea.
There's someone else we can try, Alibi tells Kit. An old scientist. Used to be with the project, but he's retired now. Dr. Krishnaverdi.
Alibi walks over to the picture that caught his eye. In the picture, two men in lab coats stand on either side of a much younger Anita Capituna. One tall, thin, and English, the other short and Indian. He points at the photo.
This guy.
The tall one or the short one? Kit asks.
The short one, Alibi clarifies. The tall one was Dr. Dundell. He died when I was a baby. But Krish has been a family friend for as long as I've been alive. He's kind of an expert on the Eldred. He and Dell there once took an Eldred ship apart, helped us humans figure out the Eldred tech.
Sounds like he may be a good person to talk to, Kit muses. I hope he is more open-minded than your aunt.
Me too, Alibi agrees. He's kind of a hermit. Lives on Rigel 4. He doesn't go out at all.
Do we have to take the same stinking stinger ship we came here in?
Kit asks warily.
No, Alibi says with shared relief. I've got a cruiser of my own docked here at Sirius Central. We'll take that instead. It doesn't stink so bad.
So you say. Your race does not share the same sensitivity to odor the Darkur possess. All of you humans smell like sweaty, stinky meat to me.
Hey, thanks, Alibi says, his voice heavy with sarcasm.
You are welcome, Kit says.
He hisses his equivalent of a laugh. As they walk through Sirius Central to the port where Alibi's cruiser is parked, Kit's head keeps turning as if on a swivel. The crowd is mostly made up of humans, with some flays and individuals from other races mingled in. Some heads in the crowd also turn towards Kit's as they walk past.
You look funny, Alibi says to Kit. Different, sort of.
My hair is standing on end a little, Kit explains. I am not used to being around so many humans.
We're not exactly used to seeing Darkur around here either, Alibi tells him.
We Darkur traditionally have not wanted to deal with the Flays or the Domo, who were the primary races in this part of space, until recently.
I can see that. Can't say they've impressed us either. Although if the history books are right, we kind of owe our very existence to them.
We Darkur had thought the Flays might be more reasonable once the Domo had declined. But as you well know, our dealings with them have not improved.
Right, Alibi says. Well, I thought they were being straight with you. With me?
I have not yet killed you, Kit offers.
So you believe me?
So far, Kit says, you humans seem to be somewhat reasonable. Although you look like the ancient enemy, most of your people have been straightforward in your dealings with the Dakur. However, we have found that not all humans are the same. There are independent human warlords who are as violent and disagreeable as the ancient enemy was said to be.
Really?
You do not know? Yes. There are a couple of humans who have taken over dead Eldred worlds and used the leftover technology found there to enrich themselves at the expense of many others. Self-styled warlords.
They've taken over Eldred worlds? Nobody does that! Alibi exclaims.
There are humans who have. You do not know of them? Kit asks.
I've never. How do you know about them?
For the same reason I speak your race's language, Kit explains. As I told you, my father negotiated the deal with the Flays you mediated. My family were diplomats until the Flays ruined my father's honor. I was raised to be a diplomat, and so was instructed in the languages and taught the histories, mores, and customs of the races that dominate this part of the known universe. Each diplomatic family among the Dakur specializes in different areas of the known universe, you see.
I see. So you learned about us in school? Alibi asks, curious.
School? Kit purrs, thinking. Yes, I guess that is what I mean.
When they reach Alibi's cruiser ship, Piccolo is waiting outside.
Here we are, Alibi says. Hey, Piccolo.
Got your message, Piccolo says. Didn't want to take the stinker, huh?
It is bad enough that I have to smell you all the time, Kit says to the man.
Piccolo starts to laugh, thinking Kit is joking. When no one else laughs, he stops abruptly.
Oh.
Alibi cycles the airlock open, and the three of them enter the ship.
Huh.
Kit lets out a quick grunt.
It does not smell as bad as I feared, he admits.
Thanks,
Alibi says with some uncertainty. They head for the bridge and strap themselves in for the trip to Rigel 4 to see Dr. Krishnavurti.
That was Chapter 7 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Off to Rigel 4 to find Krish. Dr. Krishnavurti, that is. Old family friend, you know. Well, Alibi's Aunt Anita did not believe them. We'll see if Krish does, and if he can be any help, in our next chapter of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. It's fun, this chapter calls back to the Vatican Assassin trilogy in lots of ways. Fills you in with some background, if you haven't read it, and it reintroduces some old friends and enemies and concepts, if you have read it. We also get to hear Kit say, sweaty, stinky meat again. When you're recording an audiobook and you're doing character voices, one way you can keep those voices consistent is by having a key phrase you say in that character's voice, a phrase that embodies that character, which you say before you start recording. So my phrase for Kit was always, of course, sweaty, stinky meat. Got me into character. I thought you'd enjoy knowing that. And as far as news, just the news that I'm going to be at the Green Mountain Comic Expo. Barry Civic Center, April 1st and 2nd. More details at greenmtn.com. GreenMountainComicExpo.com, or follow the link in the show notes. And a reminder, you can get this ebook that we are listening to free. It's a free ebook at Barnes & Noble, 99 cents at Amazon, but free everywhere else. And it's a free downloadable podcast thanks to Podiobooks.com. So you can get that through iTunes under podcasts. You'll find out about all my stuff by just going to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. That's mikeluoma.com. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter that way too, after there.com/mikeluoma. On Facebook, there's our page too, after the.com/glowinthedarkradio. So you can find us all over the place. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. Thank you.
And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.